So, it's your podcaster here. I'm Obalaji Abadara. On today's podcast, I want to quickly tell us the difference between tiger, leopard, and cheetah in Yoruba language. You know, there's been this confusion recently of the names of these three big cats in Yoruba language. First off, let me state this, that it has been scientifically proven that there are no tigers in West Africa. Meaning that what this means is that even farmers, hunters who are neck deep into hunting, that is, those who take hunting as their own career, as their own profession, as far as they are native to West Africa, especially Yoruba land now, none of them can come out to say that one day during my hunting expedition, I've come across a tiger. And linguistically, it is impossible for you to have a name for what does not exist in your culture. So it means that Yoruba people naturally don't have the name for tiger because it doesn't exist in our own cultural environment. You know, some people call tiger ekun. I will explain the reason why that has come to be. Now, what do we call leopard? Leopard is ekun in Yoruba language. And we have proverbs to support this. There's this proverb, Abija warabi ekun, someone who fights like a leopard. Then again, they used to say ekun oko oke, meaning a leopard that can conquer mountains. If you read about leopards, you know that they can climb mountains. Then another thing is, the third one is what we call cheetah. Now, we all know that cheetah is the fastest land animal. Now, what do Yoruba call cheetah? The Yoruba people call cheetah amotekun. Did you get that? Amotekun. And there is at least one proverb to support this. There is this proverb that says, Asunkun pani bi amotekun, one who cries to kill like a cheetah. Now, if you look at the face of a cheetah, you will notice there are two marks coming from almost the eyes of the cheetah downward its face, as if it is shedding tears. That's the meaning of Asunkun pani bi amotekun. That was where the Yoruba people got that proverb from. Like, this one will be shedding tears as if, oh, I am innocent. And before you know it, the person will put you in trouble. So, the amotekun is cheetah, while ekun is leopard. Now, for tiger, we don't have a name for it. Many people have been calling tiger ekun, and they have been calling leopard amotekun. Now, check most Yoruba English dictionaries. Check the Yoruba word for, They will tell you tiger is ekun. They will tell you leopard is amotekun. And they will still tell you cheetah is amotekun. That is where the confusion comes from. Now, naturally, from the Western education we received, the number one animal is lion. Like, by rating and by respect, it is lion. Also, in our own culture, the number one by rating and respect is lion. What do we call lion? We call lion kinew. Now, from the Western education, or from what the whites brought to us, from their own civilization and all of this, tiger is next in rank to lion. That was where the problem began for us. You know, naturally for us, after lion, which is kinew, the next animal is ekun, which is leopard. Now, when they brought their own education, after lion, which is kinew, the next animal is tiger. We don't have a name for tiger. So we naturally substituted the name of our next in rank animal, which is ekun, to tiger. Are you getting the gist now? This was how, or this is how people began to call, tiger ekun. That was what caused it. And so that was where the mistake now came from. And some people will now say, and one of the things that people have been using to prove this is that even when you check the Yoruba Bible, you will see leopard as amotekun. Now, the person who translated English Bible into Yoruba, the first person to have done that, Reverend Samuel or Bishop Samuel Ajayi Crowther, is from the old Oyo Empire, is a full-blooded Yoruba man. And don't forget, until he left the shores of Africa, he had no access to anything called tiger. So it was natural for him that after lion, our next in rank animal is still ekun. And so the name came for, tiger. He substituted that name. Now, everyone who has been calling, you know, some people even say tiger is ogidan, tiger is ekun, and all of this. Ask them, how do you get a native name for what never existed in your culture? No one, except for when the Western civilization came and we started having zoos. No one in West Africa will tell you that I have naturally seen a tiger in the forest or in any bush. People can testify of lion, leopard, cheetah, and some other animals. What about tiger? We don't know. We don't have access to it. How could we have had a name for it? So if those who are calling tiger ekun, how can you have a name and proverbs for an animal that does not even exist in your cultural environment? So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have gotten the difference. Lion is kinew. Tiger, we don't have a name for it. Leopard is ekun. And cheetah is amotekun. It's your podcaster, Mobolaji Obadara.